Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Hello, friend. I'm sharing with you today six simple things that I am just loving right now. Who doesn't love a good recommendation? Am I right? Okay, the first couple of things are actually TV shows. But first, I did share this on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, let's connect there. I'm sharing more and more awesome podcast clips and cool stuff that's coming up. I'm at susie.moore. But one show is on a network called Peacock, and it's called Apples Never Fall. It's based on the Leanne Moriarty book. She's an incredible Australian fiction author. She also wrote the book Big Little Lies that became an HBO TV show. She also wrote the book The Husband's Secret. She's awesome. I love this series. The second series I'm very much in the thick of right now, and it's because I saw an article about it, and it's called Wrong Side of the Tracks. It's based in Spain. I personally love subtitles. I actually feel like I learn a language a little bit by watching foreign shows, but Wrong Side of the Tracks, it is gripping. My husband loves it too. The next two things are books. Okay, gotta have a show, gotta have a book, then gotta have a little something for you. So a couple of books that I love right now. I've recently finished the book 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy. And it's a bit of a mind-bogglingly good book. When you think about it, doubling in size seems a lot easier than 10Xing in size, right? This is, of course, a business book. But the way that they think about a needs versus a wants-based life, how you have to constantly shed identities, how you have to plan your week, give yourself adequate rest, how you don't have competition when you really lean into your unique ability. No matter what, I love and recommend this book. 10x is easier than 2x. The second book recommendation today, I actually haven't read yet, but I'm so psyched to because it's written by a friend of mine, Robin Sharma, who I love. He's been on the podcast. He's going to be coming back on the podcast to talk about his new book called The Wealth Money Can't Buy. I already know I love this book because number one, I love all of his books, but also I've been seeing snippets he's been sharing, and I feel like this is a conversation that's been missing, right? Our culture is obsessed with just money, right? Just status, just winning accolades. And there is wealth that money cannot purchase: your relationships, your health, how you feel in integrity with yourself every single day when you go to bed. I don't even know the contents of Robin's book yet, but I cannot wait to get my paws on it. I really hope it arrives before my trip because I want to take it with me. His books are the best, and I recommend looking out for it because it's officially out in April 2024. The other two simple things that I love are at night, just writing a one-page journal. And I don't mean any fancy journal, anything specific. I often just take the little notebooks they give you in hotels. And all I want to write down is some good stuff I've taken from that day. Maybe it's something productive. Great. Maybe it's just that I had a rest or that I made myself an amazing lunch. I took the effort to do that just for me. Or maybe I reconnected with somebody. Or maybe I had like a really just nice quiet walk and cleared my head and gave myself time to sit in the sun and just be. Not do, just be. I like this simple one-page journaling without any structure, without bullet points, so I can just put some words on a page and frankly sleep better with a sense of appreciation. It makes me more excited and eager for the next day. And then finally, I love keeping in touch, keeping my network, my friends, the people in my life, keeping it all going and strong and happy and high vibe with this simple text. It varies a bit person to person, but sometimes I'll blast maybe 10 friends in the morning. Maybe I haven't spoken to them in a couple of months. Doesn't matter. I'll say something like, "Hi, love, thinking of you. Tell me a piece of good news. What's something good happening in your life right now. It is amazing what comes back. It's a generous text because you get people thinking about good things going on in their lives, and we're so easy to default to our negativity bias. It's a great way to reach out, to keep the conversation and the vibration positive. Why not try it? Why not try any of these fun, simple suggestions today? DM me if you like this pod. I can do more of these recommendations. Hey, we could always use more good things. Am I right? Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey, friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.